Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello, folks, and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Thank you so much for tuning in. One heck of a day, folks. I basically went to work, got done with work, floored it all the way to where I have physical therapy, like 35 minutes away. Physical therapy, non-pack. Yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in. Was it the darkest day in history yesterday? Was it a good day in a bad way? I'll get into all kinds of, I'm going to get into a lot of that. You know, when you know people and met people that are not from America, and they say, communism isn't coming, it's already here. You have the illusion of choice. The Build-A-Bear workshops have unveiled a teddy bear, a drag queen teddy bear inspired by RuPaul. Won't be using them anymore. It's not America anymore, that's for sure. Marco Rubio warns that we've gone down a dangerous path. A very, very, very dangerous path. I'm going to get into a lot tonight, folks. I'm going to get into a lot. Just remember, folks, our founders supported royalty because though George Washington might have been the first president, Jesus Christ was always king.
Hey, everyone. My name is Corey with Spoken Gospel. For the last 1,600 years, Christians around the world remember the last days of Jesus' life during Holy Week. Today is Holy Wednesday. Spy Wednesday remembers the day when both faithful Mary and treacherous Judas prepared Jesus to die. After an increasingly public string of challenges to both Rome and the temple system, the religious elite believe that Jesus is a threat to their kingdom and religion. They believe if Jesus doesn't die, their whole nation will be lost. So they make their final plans to kill Jesus. Meanwhile, a woman named Mary takes a jar of perfume valued at 300 pieces of silver, cracks it open, and rubs it into Jesus' feet with her hair. Horrified, Judas speaks up. He calls Mary's display wasteful and argues the perfume should have been sold and spent on the poor. But Jesus quiets Judas with today's verse. In John 12:8, he says, "You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me." Jesus isn't dismissing care for the poor with this statement. He's highlighting the value of what he has come to do. Like the religious elite have said, he must die if God's people are to be saved. That's why Mary embalms Jesus in advance. She's preparing Jesus for the burial that will save God's people, not from Rome or poverty, but from death itself. Unconvinced, Judas sneaks away and tells the religious elite he will betray Jesus for a tenth of what Mary has poured out. Strangely, everyone in this story is preparing for Jesus to die. The religious elite offer a bribe to more easily capture Jesus. Judas betrays Jesus for another month's expenses, and Mary prepares him to be laid in a tomb. Even more strangely, everybody believes Jesus must die in order to save them. Judas thought Jesus' death would save his financial status. The religious elite thought Jesus' death would prevent Rome from breathing more heavily down their necks. But Holy Wednesday is good news because Jesus announces that his death will save God's people from death itself. So I pray that on this Spy Wednesday, you will accept, like Mary, that Jesus must die in order to save his people from death forever.
John 28:8. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. And, you know, I was talking to my niece, and there's a guy that I'll give you $100 if you can answer these three biblical questions. And, like, what did they do when Jesus was on the cross to know he had died, and they stabbed him? Well, what came out? Well, some blood came out, but water was the main thing that came out, and it's written about in the Bible. We have vast medical knowledge now. We have vast medical knowledge and books and studies, and we know now what would happen if you would just stab someone in the side. But when people 2,000 years ago wrote about water coming out the side of Jesus when he was stabbed in the side, they wouldn't have known that would happen. You couldn't make up. Who's going to make up when you stab somebody, water comes out? All this stuff that they talk about with the crucifixion, we know medically through science that this would happen. This would happen, that would happen. And we know that now, but back then, they wouldn't have known that. They wouldn't have that medical knowledge. But welcome, folks. Welcome to the Weekly Conversation, live from the Coronavirus Studios and Quarantine Central, folks. We're 40,000 leagues below the sea because we go deeper. Heck, like the guy that called in Monday. Like, that's what's scary about the people in this world. People don't realize this. Do your homework. Know your history. Up until 1979, we were all gonna be killed in an ice age. And then 79 hits, and it's global warming. Then it was climate change, and then it's climate crisis. And he's like, yeah, we have climate change where I live. It's called four seasons. But, folks, let me tell you something. If you were cheering on Donald J. Trump being indicted yesterday, you're part of the problem. Remember, this is what Donald Trump said, and I've kind of reiterated this. Trump didn't lose in 2020. America lost. You lost. Show me how we're better off in America under Biden. Russia and Ukraine are at war. Russia's about ready to nuke and bomb people. North Korea's enriching uranium. The Taliban and Al-Qaeda and them, all those people in Afghanistan, they have millions and millions and millions and millions of our dollars of weapons. Our country's falling apart. Inflation's through the roof. Just go to Dollar Tree. What is it? $1.20? It's 25% inflation from $1 to $1.25. And let me tell you, like I sit there, they have, like, when I was back in the day, they used to have the cobblestone collection. It was like these, and I cherish, I don't know if I have them all, but when I was at least at our Dollar Tree, every piece they had, there were these little, like, clay ceramic kind of, like, nativity set kind of thing, like a Christmas village. And really small, and this guy goes, oh, I have these really expensive high-end villages. Uh-huh. And he goes, man, for $1, this is incredible. Dang, man, I'm this is awesome. I'm like, I didn't think much about it, but I always kept them and liked them. And now I'm like, wow, now they have like a little dinky little plastic thing, and it's horrible at the Dollar Tree for Christmas. But it's one of those things, you know, everything is going through the roof price-wise. And they got people, it's sad when you go to places and it's like, you give somebody like change or like money, like, what's this? I think it was like a couple years ago, I went to Domino's and I gave the guy a 20 to pay for something. And I swear he'd like never seen cash before. Eh, what's this? You don't have a, you don't tap? No. They got people so complacent. Don't worry, just tap the stuff. Just go, just tap it. Just tap and go. It's scary. It's like they got this country, and what's even scarier is how easily they were able to, they know how easily they were able to manipulate you with COVID. That's right, folks. We don't have any science or medical data to back this up. Just wear a mask. Do a mask. Remember, you need to go up to anyone that's not wearing a mask and go off on them and tell them that they're going to kill everyone in America. The whole world's going to all die if you don't wear a mask. What? So, I'm going to infect you. You're wearing a mask and you're using so you're using like precautions, wearing masks and stuff, and I'm going to infect you. How can I infect you? If your mask does what it's supposed to do, it should prevent you from getting the bacteria. Sort of like I've talked about this many times, when you have the military room that you go into and they light that, like, they light that candle with that gas, and you go in there with the mask, and then you take the mask off, and you have to, my name is Private Dwayne Johnson. My number is 246, and yet they have to, their name, you know, whatever they are, and they have to, you know, and the number, they, there's like certain things they have to recite. Well, when they go in there, when they have the gas mask on, they have no problems. Because it works, but as soon as you take the mask off, But that's the problem. The government saw how easily manipulated people were. When you have people in their house wearing a mask, okay, folks, you don't need the social distance when you're not leaving your own home. When you're not essential and you're not leaving your home, you don't have to social, I mean, I knew people that were couples in their yard, and you need to be 6 feet apart, you need the social distance. We're married. We're sleeping together. They made no, you know, it's ridiculous. But they saw how easily manipulated they were. It's like these people that like fight to have their freedoms taken away. Oh, you want to, you call me Hitler and a white supremacist, but you want to try to control me like the Redcoats did in Nazi Germany when they tried to keep anyone that was not supporting Nazi Germany, and you tried to keep them and shut them down and keep them from speaking their mind. Okay, yeah, I see. Mm-hmm. I get it. Yep, you know, you're ripping down our banners, our signs, our posters, but we're the fascists. Whatever. All lives can't matter till black lives matter. Well, isn't... And what's funny is when you... Okay, well then, I always... When people go off about Black Lives Matter, then why aren't they protesting in South Chicago every weekend, the black-on-black murders and deaths? Oh, yeah, I forgot. Black Lives Matter. That organization isn't about black-on-black deaths. So if a high-profile black person was killed by another black person, you wouldn't hear about it. They wouldn't be there. Well, that black life should matter. All lives should matter. No one is above the law. If you're gonna put 25 hours a day, it's a joke, you know, because there's only 24 hours in a day. But when they put like, when they have like a 49-minute show, and the rest of it is the commercials, so it's an hour-long program, but with commercials, it's 49 minutes, and 47 of them is all about this white guy or this cop that killed this black person. Okay, well, what about the black person that killed the black person? Well, because it doesn't fit a narrative. We live in a country that gives you the illusion of choice. Go ahead. Choose ABC or NBC or CBS. Huh. like that one video where it's like, they show like, at the end it shows like, it has like 40 mini screens of all these different news outlets from all across the United States, like affiliates, like from Cleveland, Ohio, let's say, you know, and like LA and, you know, like Oakland, you know, you name it, like Dubuque, Iowa, all these local television stations that, you know, like if you live in Philadelphia, you have a local ABC, NBC, and a CBS usually, and they all are reading the exact same thing. They have it synced, and they're all saying the exact same thing. When people were ditching the government-controlled media for independent people, you know, switching to The Blaze and Breitbart and getting their news from other sources. But yesterday, was it a dark day in history, or what was yesterday? I remember working with a lady, and I said, you know, I should have been in New York during 9/11, but, you know, I came back to my hometown, and yeah, that's why I did an externship and stuff, and wow, I've always wanted to get a history book to see what they say about 9/11, because, you know, yesterday is going to be in the history books, you know. They've set precedent over this, because if you can go after former President Donald J. Trump, so you can go after Donald J. Trump? You can indict him? Okay, well, then Republican DAs can indict the Bidens, the Clintons. They can go after him, indict him. It's going to say, oh, you like this? You don't like your political opponent? Send the DA after him. Don't worry, folks. Don't worry, folks. Just like those kids that you're trying to keep Charlie Kirk from speaking at your university? Okay. So let me get this straight, if I'm understanding you correctly. You think that it's okay for you to try to censor someone's freedom of speech, but yours is never going to be censored. What makes you think for one second that if you can try to keep Charlie Kirk from speaking at your university and censoring his freedom of speech, what makes you think that you're never going to have your freedom of speech censored? If you can go after and censor my freedom of speech, then it's only a matter of time before yours gets censored. Okay? Only a matter of time. That's not true. Whatever. Whatever, fascist. Whatever, you're a fascist. That's all it is. You're racist. It's like when, you know, white privilege, white privilege, white privilege. Well, what about Asian privilege? What are you talking about? Asians are more well-to-do. They're better. They're more educated. This and that and that. Why don't you talk about Asian privilege? Like when people like Charlie Kirk or you have people like Ben Shapiro that take these kids and they don't know how to handle it when they're wrong, when he can prove with facts. Yeah, look at the statistics. Asians are way better off than we are. But there's white privilege. Well, if white privilege exists, explain Oprah Winfrey, explain Michael Jordan. Look at all these people who loved President Trump, and as soon as he came out as a pro-American conservative, oh my, how dare you. Look at all the people that were for a wall until President Trump wanted a wall, and then, nope, we can't have a wall. President Trump read the exact same speech Bill Clinton did, and how dare he want to do this and this and this and this. Well, Bill Clinton got a standing ovation. What Trump should have done, I've said this before, from day one, he should have been against everything he wanted. He should have been like at their throats. We're going to do this. We're not going to have a wall ever. Okay, Nancy Pelosi, we're going to call it Pelosi's wall and we're going to build this thing. Because she'd be, how dare he? He doesn't want a wall? Are you kidding me? That's how it is. All they've got Trump on is misdemeanor charges. If you see the interview and it's from his lawyers, what are you charging him with? these are misdemeanors. Well, the DOJ had nothing, so they had to drop the case. We've got new information. Now, know what it, they're going, like a lot of attorneys have come out and said, left, right, whatever, they're just attorneys. They're fishing. They have nothing. They're hoping, like they've done from, like, and I've talked about this on the program from day one. They were hoping, I would hate to know how many, I bet you it's over $1 billion. I bet you there's probably five, I would not be surprised if it was $20 billion they've spent going after Donald J. Trump. What I mean by that is, well, if we can, guess what, folks? Donald J. Trump, in 1987, we know he ripped the tag off his mattress, and we're going to make sure he can run for president because we're going to put him in prison for the rest of his life. He needs to be executed. How dare Donald Trump rip off the mattress tag? It says quite clearly, do not remove. And he removed the mattress tag. We have someone that's made up a dossier that says that Trump did it. That's what they're trying to do. They're getting him on this. If every count stands, it's a misdemeanor, and they're trying to hopefully, maybe they can make up something or find something. Well, now they can, because they're trying to tie it to some sort of federal election charge. Well, they don't have anything. What they're trying to tie the election, what they're trying to tie to what they indicted him on, they won't say because they don't have anything. That's why the DA was out there like, Trump should have went to the thing. Trump should have went to that indictment hearing in a clown suit. I'm here for the circus. That's what it was. And there are people cheering it on. Yeah, you don't like your political opponent? Indict him. I'm waiting for it to be like two political candidates to try to indict each other. I mean, Trump called out the DA. He hates Trump to begin with. I think it's Wisconsin or someone. There was some like person that when she gets elected, she's going to wake up every day going into and go after Trump. She's not going to stop until she gets Trump. She's gonna spend every waking second going after Trump. Wow. What a human you are. You know, think about it like this, folks. Where's the Me Too movement? Right now, you have a woman in federal prison serving jail time because she admitted to getting girls to Epstein Island to be raped, molested, and abused. Why isn't one of the guys who raped, abused, and molested those girls serving jail time? Where is the Me Too movement? I guess those girls don't matter. I guess to Alyssa Milano, those girls don't matter. I guess when a girl comes out saying that I had sexually explicit things forced upon me by Joe Biden, you have to believe every woman except for if they're accusing Bill Clinton of doing something to them or whatever. You know, I guess Monica Lewinsky, she don't care, you know. I guess all these women who are accusing these high-profile Democrats, I guess they're not believable. You know, you're supposed to believe every woman except for them because, you know, Joe Biden, you know, where's Alyssa Milano? Where's the Me Too movement? Where is the women standing up for all those girls that were molested on Epstein Island that are probably emotionally scarred for life? Where are they? Where's the Me Too movement? Where are the people outraged? How can Maxine be serving prison time if for something that she admits to doing if no one else is serving jail time? It's a double standard, folks. And what's funny is during that indictment, Stormy Daniels had to pay another 122. I think she's up to $622,000 approximately. She owes Trump in legal fees because she lost a case. And that's the case that they're trying to get him on. They're trying to get him on federal election, and they have nothing. The indictment charges basically have been the statute of limitations went bye-bye, and they're trying to make up something is what they're trying to do. We got a Easter card from Karen and John. What's that say? It's in the bedroom. I love you, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, my beautiful wife, you know, every day I wake up and I try to look like her, as beautiful as she is, but, you know. But where's the Me Too movement with all these girls that were abused on Epstein Island? Why aren't they saying, okay, you got a woman that got all the girls there. There's a woman that got all those girls there, and she's serving prison time for it, but, oh yeah, that's right. Not one guy is serving jail time. It's just equal justice, you know. They don't got anything on Trump. The statute of limitations expired on what they indicted Trump on. They just claim that we have information. We got new information, and we're gonna connect. No, they don't have anything. Trump's attorneys tried to get, what are they charging him on? Because this is just a misdemeanor. They couldn't say. That's what I'm saying. Trump yesterday should have came in a clown outfit. Because it was a freaking circus, folks. It's ridiculous. It's gonna change this country forever. You don't like your political opponent? Don't worry. Just indict him. Just make up stuff, folks. Anyways, folks. But when they were interviewing these attorneys, there's a picture of President Trump that was posing with a, probably like a Louisville Slugger's, a U.S.-made baseball bat. Well, guess what, folks? Somebody photoshopped it with the DA next to it. Well, did Trump do this? No, he didn't. Did you talk to your client about, you know, kind of toning down the rhetoric he speaks, you know, speaking out to his followers? That's attorney-client privilege. Whatever we've talked about is between me and him. Well, has there been any type of, like, gag order or anything? Like, did the DA say, is there anything that Trump should not do or da-da-da-da-da? Like, whatever he told President Trump, it referred to every single person. So anyone that's involved in this case was given the same information. It's not like there were things that they did and not, well, this is what's going to happen, folks. No. It's not, this is, okay, it's not like they're going to put these restrictions on one person. Whatever they said about whatever came out, it's for both sides. You know, it's not, and it's just like, and they just kept going on like, because President Trump, okay, you know the DA hates Trump's guts. The DA's sister worked for the Biden campaign. That's a conflict of interest. And when he basically brought that up, kind of like it's like in a tweet or something, they went after like he was like attacking the DA. You know, like he's attacking the DA. Like, this is what's going to happen, folks. Trump is going to gather his troops. He's going to get them to riot. if we stand up, if we the people stand up and take back our country, it's because we stand up and take back our country. It's not because Donald Trump tells. See, that's the thing. This is what I would have told the reporter. You know what, ma'am? Let me tell you something. For 3 years or 4 years or five, like 3+ years, all I heard was, you don't think for yourself. You only think what Rush Limbaugh tell you to say. You only think what Rush Limbaugh and Trump tell you to think. It's all you do. Okay. But then how come when they were shoving the vaccines down our throats and shoving the mask in our throats, a lot of us were choosing not to get the vaccine and not to believe the 6 social distancing mask BS crap. Oh, yeah, that's right. We don't think. Oh, that's right. We don't think for it. The same idiots that told me to shut up and just get the vaccine and just comply with this government bullcrap are the same idiots that were telling me that I don't think for myself. You only do what Trump and Rush Limbaugh tell you to do and think and say. If it comes out of your mouth, it's because it's what Trump and Rush Limbaugh and everyone tells you to say. Think for yourself, buddy. All these people told me to think for myself and don't just do what Trump or Rush Limbaugh tells me to say. But then, as soon as the vaccines, just shut up and comply, man. We're never going to get back to normal. We're all going to die if you don't get the vaccine, man. You're going to kill me because you didn't get a mask on. Well, then how protective is your mask if I can infect you with you wearing a mask? I mean, and then when you got into the people that, like, I have a buddy that's in the hospital fighting for his life with COVID, and he was vaccinated. That can't be. You can't get COVID if you're vaccinated. It's a lie, whatever. And now you can get, now I know people who have COVID like 3 or 4 or 5 times who are vaccinated. I know people that have died from the vaccine or had heart palpitation, all kinds of problems. But if you want to get the vaccine, get it. If you don't, don't. If Trump, in a tweet, he's trying to gather his troops for another January 6th. We know, because we read the tweet. Folks, if we're going to be like 1776 and take back our country, it's not going to be because of Trump. Trump don't tell us what to think. Sorry if I turned on the radio and I'm like, hey, I understand this guy. I get this guy. Huh, this is Rush Limbaugh, huh? Oh, okay, cool. He thinks like I do. We can't get oil from our own country, dangerous, but we can get oil trucked over here on a boat. Makes no sense. It's like right before you poop, don't make sense. But that's how these people are. Oh yeah, this is great, Trump's going down. All they've got is a misdemeanor charge against him, and they're praying to God that they can find something that they can, but they have nothing. Now, the thing I wonder, and the question I'd ask is there a chance that the DA could make up something or have like a fake dossier? Yes, here's proof that Trump did this or this or this. Well, what they're trying to get him on, He's already proven that never happened because he won the case against Stormy Daniels and she owes him a lot of money. Don't worry. You got to believe Stormy Daniels, but you can't believe any of the other women. It's kind of like, see, this situation is sort of like Black Lives Matter. If it's not a white person or a black person, well, yeah, it is. If it's a cop or a white person, oh, Black Lives Matter will be all over. It'll be front page news for months. If it's a black person killing a black person, you won't even hear about it. And that's what's going on in this world, folks. People don't care. People don't, you know. We have a world where a Build-A-Bear, I remember back in the day, like we had a Build-A-Bear shop in our mall here. I mean, you could go right in and get a bear. I mean, any day of the week. It didn't matter. Black Friday, you could go in there and you could walk right in. Okay. Hello, welcome to Build-A-Bear. Okay, you want to Build-A-Bear? Okay, well, here's all the bears you get to choose from, and this is where you can put stuff inside it, and da-da-da. We went up, when my sister used to live in Illinois, they went to, Schaumburg, Illinois, to the mall up there, and when you went to the Build-A-Bear, you went up there, and you put your name on the list. That's about a 3-hour wait, and it took like 2.5 to 3 hours minimum to get into Build-A-Bear. And then you go shop around and you come back. Because when my sister came here, she goes, I waited like 3 hours to get one done in Schaumburg. Oh, well, we never have a wait here. But folks, that's where we live in, folks. You know, they want to have a... Every place is going downhill. Is going woke. Yeah, we need to have a drag queen Build-A-Bear at, folks. There's a thing called programming. Sorry, the average 7-year-old is not going to just start thinking, what gender am I? The average 99% of kids when they're 6 or 7 years old aren't going to be questioning their gender. That's not happening. It's not. It's not. This is what happens when you get God out of schools. That's why we had unlocked trucks with gun racks, with fully loaded shotguns, and no one was killing and shooting each other. When I was in school, I got made fun of. I got bullied in school, but then I bullied the people that bullied me, and everyone bullied everyone. Everyone made fun of everyone. That's what we did. They made fun of me, I made fun of them. But if anything was to happen to any of us, guess what? They'd be the first one at the hospital. You know, here, man, we're thinking about you, man. We're like jackass in that way. Like, you would pick on each other and do all kinds, but like you're like best buds. You know, everyone made fun of everybody. The skaters hated the jocks hated the skaters. There wasn't really a feud like where like I really, you know. There might have been one or two where someone actually really hated someone, but that was rare. Like like in South Park when that kid was homeschooled, they're just picking on you, pick back, you know, make fun of them. That's what we did. Don't worry, folks. That's what happens when you give kids freedom of choice when they're too young. You gotta have rules. You gotta have discipline. You can do whatever you want to. That's what happens when you have a society where, when I grew up, I heard you got in trouble at the bus. What did you do? I am getting on the phone and I'm calling the school right now. You better tell me before I call the school what you did, because if they tell me what you did and what you say is not what they told me, I'm going to get out that wooden paddle and you know what's going to happen. I'm going to paddle you. This is what, if you do something wrong, you're getting paddled. If you don't do anything wrong, you don't get paddled. There's discipline. It's not just hitting you to hit you. If you do something wrong, like my pastor, he'd discipline his kids. In a way like, okay, like, he would spank them if they went over this line. Why? Because over this line is in this kitchen, and there is a spot that if they went over this kitchen, if they went in this kitchen, they could potentially go down these basement steps and fall down and get hurt. And to prevent that, they would, if they went over there, he would spank them, and they wouldn't do that. And one time, one of the people babysitting picked up the kid and set it in the kitchen, didn't realize, and she was crying and carrying on. And then she realized, oh, that's why, because you're not supposed to be there. And it was protecting his kids, because if they would have gotten to that step, they could have probably fallen down those basement steps and been hurt really bad. You know, when I grew up, you got disciplined. Now, why did you, wait a minute, you dropped my kid off halfway from home? You know, now the parents would defend the kid, even though the kid did wrong. You know, I'd get paddled at school. If I did something wrong, then I'd get paddled at home. I was a good person. But that's this world we live in. There's no discipline. Don't worry, folks. Hello, welcome back to Reading Time. I'm your second grade guest reader for today on Kenday. Hello, folks, and welcome to stage number two to read to the kindergartners. It is Veronica. I'd be like, that reminds me of back in the day when I've been to a strip club before. And they have like four, and I would always like they would always do like a 425 beer. And you know, something, so like when you give them like $2 or whatever, they give them like the $3 or $4, whatever you give them, they would get like the 75 cents as a tip. So we'd sit there and like, okay, we're cheap. So we have like the change, and we give them the exact amount for the beers. Like, I'll tell you the story before I got saved. You know, I was at this, we went to this place in Montreal one time, and my buddy's like, didn't realize there's $1 and $2 Canadian coins, and he's tipping good money. You know, he's tipping like $5 on a $4 beer and stuff, because he didn't realize there's $2 coins. He wondered why he's running out of money real fast. And then the one guy, he went up, didn't realize it in these like back things. You can do like, you have like a private dance, and like, it's paper song. He didn't realize that. He goes, if I would have known that, he goes, I would have stopped a long time ago. She wouldn't be that good looking. I'm like, oh, Lord. And the guy's getting, like, tipping very well. You know, we're tipping really well. Because he didn't realize that, but I'm still tipping like a buck. You know, I'm still being really generous, my tips. And this guy comes over and he goes, how you doing? I'm the owner of this establishment. I'm understanding that you're being very generous with my ladies. And without missing a beat, we didn't know what to do. I'm like, sir, when you come to the best club with the best ladies, with the best service, they demand and deserve the best tips. Thank you for this great establishment. And as the ladies walking by, I tip her like $2 coin. And he goes, thank you so much, gentlemen. If there's anything we can do, just let us know. And he walked off. I'm like, dude, what the heck? And I'm like, do you realize what you're doing? These are $2 coins. You're giving like $4. You're tipping them like $5 and a $4 beer. No way. No wonder I'm almost out of money. Yeah. That was back in, that was like 20-some years ago. That was 99. No, that was 97. New Year's Eve. But anywho, that was back in my wild days. But you learn, and you say, okay, nah, that's not the way to go. And you find that right person, you know. But you have these kids. The reason why I brought it up is now they're coming to the schools and reading the kids. Drag queens have never hurt any kid. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Sorry, folks. A three-year-old should not be knowing about trans anything. They're too innocent. They need to be learning about ABCs and 1, 2, 3s. So let me get this straight, Em. Okay, so I got a question. So were you born this way, or did you just all of a sudden decide to... Folks, I want attention, so I'm just going to pretend I'm the sex I wasn't born with. Folks, gotta wake up. Gotta get this nation back to God. Our hearts back to God. It's what this nation needs. Every Tuesday night we do intercessor prayer, and I pray for this nation. We need to be a nation fighting on its knees in prayer. You know, with so many people turning away from God, it's like, okay, when's he calling his people? I know some people need to get some saving before... But you have a society of people that don't know anything. Trump's guilty of what? What? Oh, we know he is. He's, you know, I'm programmed. I'm a Democrat. I can't support this. No. You need to, if you can show me factually how we're better off, you can show me factually how a 25% inflation increase at Dollar Tree from $1 to $1.25 with lower quality products, how that's better. Show me how that's better. I think I actually got more of my paychecks back when I made $425 than I do now because of all the taxes and everything coming out. And they're gonna try to Ted Nugent Trump. And what I mean by that is I don't know if I talked about this on Monday or not, but Ted Nugent was doing this like outdoor fishing and hunting show type thing, and he was up in Alaska and he was hunting bear, and he had a tag for the bear, and he pulled back the bow, and the bow hit the bear. The arrow hit the bear, but didn't kill it. By law, a very obscure law, now that tag is on that bear. And I'm understanding, like, I guess if you shot that bear but didn't kill it, that bear has the tag now. The arrow, since it hit the bear but didn't kill it, that bear now has the tag. And when they killed another bear, they tried to get him for killing a bear without a tag. And the judge in the, he goes, how can I even, he goes, order in the court. Hold on, folks. I'm the judge. I've lived in this town my whole life. I was born and raised here. I'm a judge. I've never heard of this law that if an arrow hits the bear, then that has a tag. And you have to kill that bear. I've never heard of this, and that's what they tried to, because they were trying to take away his right to own guns. And that's what's going to go on here. They're going to, because like when I did the taxes, I'm under the understanding that like if I buy a pack of gum, because it didn't really explicitly say what, it just said, if you bought something out of state and brought it back here, you have to pay the state taxes on it. Now, a lot of municipalities, like if you're going to buy a car, they will negate the Michigan taxes if you're taking it back to own it in Indiana, and you'll have to pay the Indiana sales tax on it, not the Michigan sales tax, because you're not going to pay two taxes. You know, and stuff like that, if it's a big purchase like that, you'll negate the Illinois taxes, but you'll have to pay your Indiana tax on it. But it basically didn't really say. So if you bought a pack of gum, okay, they could technically come after you because, I mean, who's going to know, but, and that's what they're going to try to find some, how can something that everyone does, ooh, look what we found. And that's what they're hoping on. That's what they're hoping on. But I don't see it. You know? It's kind of like when Trump got Jews to Mar-a-Lago, and guess what? He's racist. Know your history, folks, or you're doomed to repeat it. I want to move on again to some Premier League news, folks. I haven't talked about that in a while. And yeah, we beat Brentford 1-0. Yes, we did. I mean, I'll take a goal from Marcus Rashford any day. Folks, I'm sick of these bloody Glazers. I'm sick of them. Ain't nothing going to change. They're trying to milk, because that's what's going to happen. If they say, okay, we want $6 billion for Manchester United. Well, if Qatar came in and said, yeah, we'll give you the $6 million, well, they wouldn't just sell it right then and there. Well, wait a minute. If Qatar's just willing to drop $6 billion, no, we need to see what's up, because maybe someone's going to, I want to own United. So if they're going to do $6 billion, I'll do 6.2. Okay, well, he does 6.2. Well, okay, and, well, wait a minute. We want to get this sale over with so we can start rebuilding this club and getting transfers in and getting the stadium going. Well, no, we're not just going to, though we want $6 billion is what we'll take, but, you know, if you're just willing to drop $6 billion right now, then maybe someone's willing to even put more in. So we want to make sure we get the most we can, you know. If we can get $10 billion for it, cha-ching. You know, we're not about doing what's best. We're not about selling it to the person that's going to do what's best for the club. We're about cashing in and making as much money as possible. We don't care about the club. We just want as much cash as possible. And if you're willing to instantly give us the amount we want, well, then someone's probably going to want go above and beyond and give us even more. Instead of someone going, okay, you know, because I had a feeling like, well, what if they want $6 billion for the club and no one, like, yeah, this club's worth $4 billion, if that. Well, I'm going to have to spend another $3 billion just to get the stadium up and going. No, sorry. Okay, well, we want at least $6 billion minimum, or else we're not going to sell the club, and then we're stuck with them. And I think they're going to milk this as long as they can. I could see them having this, and I can honestly see a year from now, the club is still up in air on if the Glazers own it. I could see in February, the Glazers are still selling. But I could see that. I could see the Glazers trying to sell the club in February of next year. I'm just throwing that out there. I see that. You know? Ten Hag is doing an amazing job with what he has. They aren't spending money. The Glazers aren't going to... And it's not our fault. Mr. Glazer, sir, you need to spend some money. Cop up some dough. Cop up some Canada there. Well, South Park reference. I mean, seriously, folks. I think we can get top four. I think it is doable. It's going to be hard, though. Something's got to change. Something's got to change. I just have a feeling that it's going to be, they're going to suck this transfer window dry. I mean, you know, unlike a transfer that, like, yay, you know, unlike we finally got the guy about time, you know, we're going to be really, yeah, you know, get your sparkling grape juice out and be prepared, because when they win, we're going to party. When United wins, when we get rid of the Glazers after a 25-year sale process. Well, heck, they're willing to give us $6 billion, so let's... Well, yeah, well, we wanted $6 billion. We thought we would work up, and then we would take the $6 billion offer, but Yeah, no, they offered you 6 billion because that's what you said you would take, and they want to take and get the club going. They want to take over ownership now. They don't want to wait 6 years. Well, no, we're not just going to sell right off the get-go. I mean, since you're willing to just go in at 6 billion right off the get-go, then maybe someone might go right in at 7 billion or 8 billion pounds. And that's what's going to happen. They're going to, I can see February United still up for sale. I can see, that would not surprise me. I'd probably be in the hospital with a heart attack if before the transfer window opens, we're sold. That's all I'm saying. Could be wrong. Hope I'm wrong, but I highly likely do. I could see us going into the start of next season with the Glazers still owning it. Got about 90 seconds left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Stand up for what you do, folks. Stand up for what you do, because go to church while you can. Live your life while you can. Remember, folks, put God first. Watch him work. Stand up for what you believe in. Follow God, even if that means you're standing alone. You know, all our laws were based on biblical principles. You know, you have to have two witnesses, credible witnesses. So in the Bible, you know. Our founders believed in a king, Jesus Christ, you know. Whoever was president, Jesus Christ was always king. Don't ever forget that, folks. And remember one thing. With a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next Monday, good night, and God bless you all, and goodbye.